Look, that expression heads like two heads of cabbage. You heard people use that for cattle, like two heads of cattle?
Yes, uh-huh.
What about, you ever heard anybody use that expression with children, so many head of children?
I heard them say that I have six heads of children at home or something like that.
And let's see, if you had a huge family, say seven boys and seven girls, you'd say you had a whole what of children, a whole...
Flock. A lot of them would say flock of children.
Yeah. You ever heard anybody say a whole passel of children?
No. I've heard the expression, but very seldom. I mean, I have half heard it.
Don't hear that very much at all. And you mentioned corn. What do you usually call corn that is tender enough to eat on the cob? You call that?
Roasting ears.
And the outside of an ear of corn, what do you call that?
The shuck.
And what about the stringy stuff that you have to pull off? Is
the silks.
And the things that grow out of the top of the corn stalk?
Tossel.
Other questions? Some other things I want to ask you about too. What about some of the different kinds? Oh, we mentioned squash. Do you grow any different kinds of squash?
There's a little flat white squash they call a patty pan squash. Mm-hmm. And there's another name for it, but I don't know what it is. And then there's a yellow crookneck, and then the straight yellow squash, the ones that I know. And then there's a Hubbard squash that's good for baking.
Grow any kinds of melons around here?
All kinds, but I don't know what they are because we've never grown the melons. We have the cantaloupe, which is, they call one type of that, the mushmelon. And we have the round watermelons, and there's a icebox melon too they grow that's smaller, about like the size of a cantaloupe, but it's the melon, of the melon, watermelon family.
A cantaloupe and a mushmelon, that taste different?
Yes, the mushmelon has a much stronger flavor than the cantaloupe does.
Talk about, you mentioned squash. Is something else that's kind of yellow that you might use for jack-o'-lantern or something?
Pumpkin.
They grow those?
Yes, uh-huh.
Something you might cut up and put on your steak or something like that. They spring up out in the woods or out sometimes. And maybe after a rain they might come up.
Oh, the mushrooms?
Are those good? All of them good to eat? Or
no, something? No, they're not. You have to be very careful. And I wouldn't dare try to choose one because I don't know enough about them to know I'd get the poison one. So many of them are poison.
Is that the same thing as a toadstool? Or is that different?
The same family, but they're different.
You know how they're different?
No, I don't. I know one thing, that the toadstool is, it seems to be, the top of it seems to be more porous, fibrous-like than the mushrooms we eat.
Oh. I guess that's about everything that could be grown, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Well, we can grow most anything here, you know, to eat.
Is this a pretty big agricultural area?
Yes, it is. And down in Sumter County, which is the next county south of us, and to the west of us, that's all they do mostly is the farming and agriculture. Right now they're in peppers, cantaloupe, watermelons, corn, peas and beans and that sort of thing. They're shipping those right now.
Yes, did I see you? Is there a Minute Maid place around?
Yes, a Minute Maid Coca-Cola plant.
I thought I saw that. On the way out, I wrote Traveras yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw that. You mentioned that I believe your grandparents were farmers. They still have a farm when you were growing?
When I was growing up.